Okay, today's learning is really Nitzel of time. Listen to Rishon Yemeisha Neil Rivka Bas Meisha Israel. We discuss for Shlaima Chaim Meisha Malka and Brach Basar Malka and for Matchitzim Befegadino. Discuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Lamed Aleph, technically the last Simon in Hilchos Brachos, and although it is not 2 o'clock, we are about to have a little bit of a lesser shmooze, but. Let's see what the Mechaber tells us. This is not an easy simon to be able to conquer and accomplish, but I guess we can all do our best to try. Some of the stuff maybe is easier than others, but let's see how it goes. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Im e efshaloi lumay b'loy shenas tzarayim. Right. So we've learned already much earlier. Not technically, there is a mitzvah of Gisa Bayayim of Alayla, every second of the day that we are not being Ovid in something that is either a mitzvah or we have sort of, you call it a heter, to work on Hanasa, that we have to go work. We have a chiyuv of Limud HaTorah. So technically, in the afternoon, if you want to take a nap, you know how to take a nap. However, Mechaber tells us that if you are incapable of learning, because you're too tired and you need to take a nap, then you can take a nap in the afternoon, yishan, you should sleep. Says the Rima, ukishanir mishnasai, when you wake up from this sleep, ain't sarach levarach l'kei neshama, you don't have to say l'kei neshama, that we've already learned, we only say that in the morning. Yeshayimer sheyikra kodim sheyisham v'inayam, the Kolbe says that if you can take an afternoon nap, you should say the kapitel v'inayam before your nap. Ubavad, continues the Mechaber, Shalo Yarachba, don't take a long nap. Shalisha Miyayim, you're not allowed to sleep during the day. Yosef, Mishnas Asushu, Shita Nishme, more than the sleep of a horse, which is 60 breaths. Now, there's a big machlaikis, we've had this earlier on. What is the Shita Nishme? Some, you know, say, have a Shita that it's mamish a couple of minutes. Some say an hour. Some say it's as much as 3 hours. But basically, what he's telling us is you should not take a nap, a siesta in the afternoon for as long as you want, just to feel rested. It should be taking enough sleep so that you can get up and you can go and you can go learn. This little bit of sleep that you're going to take in the afternoon should not be done with the mind. And this is where the Mechaber is going to move over into the main message of the siman. The little nap that you take in the afternoon, like to hey kavanase la nois gufay, your mind, oh, let me go enjoy myself. I'm gonna have a nice good schluff here in the afternoon. You're doing it to strengthen your body so you should be able to serve Hashem. Okay, now here's where the transition goes into the rest of the message of this sif. Every time you have anah in this world, don't have a mind that it's for your anah. It's only every time you do something, Mechaber tells us, and that's why I said this is a very, very difficult madrega to reach, that any time you have any sort of anah, you're supposed to have in mind to that you're doing this so that you can serve Hashem better. Kediksiv. In every all your ways, the Ehu, you should know Hashem. All your deeds should be Shem Shemayim. Even if you're doing Shal Rishos, meaning you're taking a nap in the afternoon, you're going on vacation, you're having a steak, you're going to work, right? Dvarim Shal Rishos, Kigoin, Hachila, Vashtiya, Vahalicha, you're going for a walk, Vayeshiva, you're sitting down, Vakima, you're getting up, Vatashmish, marital relations, Vasicha, you're having a conversation with your friend, Vacholtzar, Chigufcha, and everything that you do, Yekulam Lavoidis Beracha, Oladov, Agarim Avoidasai, should all be either to serve Hashem, you're actually doing a mitzvah, or it should be that you're doing it so that you should be able to serve Hashem. Shafila Yitzami Varav, you're hungry. Right, there's nothing praiseworthy about it. So you're hungry at night, you come home, and you're starving, and you say, boy, I'm starving, let me eat, because I really hate this being hungry, and I'm really going to enjoy this steak. That's not meshubach. On the other hand, Eliyashavin Shayoicha Vyishta Kifi Chiyusai, Lavidas Bayra, I'm gonna eat so that I can serve Hashem. Bechain a fill lesha besoidi sharm alam and become tzaddik of a lail of patasimim. Im osal alonis atzmoy, lahashbun chefza vitavasa and meshubach. So if you go to the Rebbe's Tish, because it's a beautiful event and there's beautiful music and there's beautiful singing, and you can enjoy it, that's nothing. But on the other hand, if you went to do it because you are going to feel uplifted, or even if you went on vacation, and you went on vacation because when you come back from vacation, you're going to be able to be re-energized and you'll be able to get back onto the bus and do the daf yomi because you sort of lost track. Then your vacation is a vacation that's meshuvah. But if you went on vacation just because I really like to see this place, I really like to enjoy myself, then you're not. Then it's you didn't do what you were destined to do. What was the purpose that you put on this world? The chaim b'shchiva. And when you're lying down, ain't zarech loy mishab bezman sheyachalasik b'toyer b'mitzvos lo yiskar b'shein alanig esatzmai. You're going to sleep. That at the time that you really should be doing mitzvahs and learning Torah, I'm going to sleep because I want to have a nap. I want to enjoy myself. Of course, just to take a nap for the pleasure of it, that's no good. But what happens if you're tired? I go to sleep because of I want to rest. I want to enjoy, I want to wake up rested. There's nothing praiseworthy about it. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to go to sleep. So when I come to the daf in the morning, I will be able to concentrate. Then your sleep became a mitzvah. The person has married relationships with his wife. The Gemara goes through and how what's the chiyuv of oina that a man has to his wife. If you're just doing it for your taiva, oila no is gufo, or just for your pleasure, a reza meguna. I do it so I should have children that are going to serve me, that will continue my legacy. There's nothing praiseworthy. The reason you're doing it is because you are doing it because you want to have children that will serve Hashem. Have a mitzvah of, just like any person has a mitzvah to pay off his chayv, a person has a chiyuv to oina. Having a conversation. You're going to have some conversation about the latest science thing that came out. Either you're doing it to serve Hashem, or something through this, okay, I got to talk about something that was enjoyable, I'm going to be able to serve Hashem better. Here's the klal, he sums it up. On all his ways, the lishkal kamaisav, the moizne sichlai, and to weigh all his actions on the scale of his mind. You're going to see something that will help you serve Hashem better. Yes, say you do it. If lo yasei, if not, don't. And here's the punchline. If you do this, you serve Hashem all times. Now, let's just sum this up. Obviously, like I said, this is not an easy madrega to reach, that everything we do, we have this in mind. And again, the Mechaber is not telling us don't have Hana in this world. That's not what the Mechaber said. He just said that there's a big difference. When you wake up in the morning, and some of these things are accomplishable. You wake up in the morning and you go to work, right? Where you go to shul, you daven, and then you go to work. The same going to work can be done in one of two ways. I am going to work because I have to make panasa, because I have a chiyuv to feed my family, I have a mitzvah to feed my family. I'm going to work so I can make money, I can pay tuition. I'm going to work that I can go ahead and make money and I can give tzedakah. I'm going to work and I'm going to make money so I can go on vacation and get myself a nice car, but through that I'm going to feel better and therefore I'm going to be able to learn better. I'm going to be able to serve Hashem better. So if you're doing the same going to work, if you say to yourself, I'm going to go now to go to work, but in order to be able to do these things, you're going to work is your evidence by right tamid. But if you're going to say, I'm going to work because I want to make money, because I want to get myself a Rolex, right? And there's no, ultimately, other than the personal enjoyment of owning a Rolex, there's no somehow or another avodas Hashem in it, then what you did is really, depending on what it is, it's either ein mishubach, Or it's a ganayula, depending on what it is, but definitely not praiseworthy and definitely not. So now again, this is the same thing when you go to, out to eat with your friends, or you go out to eat with your wife, or you go on vacation, or you go for a bike ride. I go for a bike ride because I enjoy bike riding, right? And I enjoy that I'm going to lose weight, that I'm going to look better, and that's why I'm doing it. Or I'm going bike riding so I can lose weight, and this way I'll feel better, and I will be able to learn a little bit more. I'll be able to concentrate a little bit more because I'm healthier. I'll be able to live longer, and because of that, I will be able to serve Hashem. It's the exact same. You enjoy the bike ride. There's nothing wrong with enjoying the bike ride, it's telling us. But what when you have in mind that the purpose of my bike ride is so that I can serve Hashem better, your bike ride is your Avodas Bayrei Tamid. If you did it because I enjoy bike riding solely for the purpose of enjoying bike riding, then Ein Zeh Meshubach, there's nothing praiseworthy about it. So it's obviously, again, this is extremely, extremely difficult Madrega to reach. But what he's telling us that even in little bits, we are able to accomplish this by trying to think about the different things I'm doing. How and which way is this going to help? Help me in my Avodas Hashem. They say over a story with once on one, there was a certain Rav, a Rebbe, who was talking to the Kotzke, right? And he saw his chassidim were davening very erlich, and he sort of made a flippant remark. He says, what do you think they're thinking about? At the chayin adam das, I want money. At shevenu I want money. Refeinu, I want money. He says they're all davening for money. So the Kotzke Rebbe said, what's wrong with that? He says, what do you mean, what's wrong in that? He says, because when an Eilech here daven says, I want to make money because I want to be able to give tzedakah. I want money because I want to pay tuition. Refeinu, because I need money because I want to be able to take care of my wife and kids so they serve Hashem. So the same making money, the Kotzke Rebbe was, all has to do with your kavana. It could be because you just want money, or it could be because you want to do good things with it. So we have that ability to take mundane day-to-day things and turn it into Ovid Desbayrei Tamid, as the Mechaber says. Once again, this is not easy, but it's something that if we try to think about when we remember once a day, once a week, when we remember, try to think about it, we can turn the mundane into Avodas Hashem. Let's see the Mechaber Mishabura. He discusses he said that you shouldn't sleep longer than the shnas hasus. That's what he talks about over there. We said there's a number of different sheets there. You don't say this bracha is done the way the world runs, which means we wake generally. That's when we get on the shama back, is in the morning. Noyami says from the kolba you should say v'inoyim before you go to sleep. Mishum sakonis mazikin. Because of all of us, we don't have a minute to say this. Yoishu b'sanas asus ayin lo b'sivin dalitz if tazay mashkasavni b'shavu b'shem machtas hashekel. What he writes over there. And they, basically, the Machzor Shekel says you don't have to focus on this. The length of time has to do with each person, and the person has to see what sleep does he need in order to be able to serve Hashem, in order to be able to learn. People used to say, Hini writes a lach of a lishtais kadesha bari. I should be healthy. I want to eat, so I should be healthy. The chazak and strong. Lavaydas Hashem yisparach to serve Hashem. You say that or think it. Your eating just became a mitzvah. Beside yishar enim meshubach mikol makom toivu mitoich kach ba lishmas. He says over here that this. He said that if you go see tzaddikim, you want to hang out by tzaddikim, but you're not doing it for any avaydas Hashem. He says, from all the things, that's not such a bad thing, because if you're doing it shalei lishma, at least it will come lishma. So if you're not going to go to, if you have a choice, go to the tish and think about, I'm doing this in order to elevate myself. Of course, that's the best, because now you're going to the tish, or going to see the rabbi that elevated you, and of course, that was avodas Hashem. If your choice is to go because it's a sight, or not go because of that, he says, okay, go, because shalei lishma, bo lishma. We're going to go into over there the halachas of Tashmish. We'll get over there shortly in the next few weeks. Afilu sapa b'debichalach v'chol shken im sipurei hu binyanim masav v'matan. If you're just talking about business, sarach shi'chava nasoi l'shem mitzvah. The henish shi'loi l'man is Spanish k'desh lo yavli de gazel. You should, if you're talking to somebody, you're asking somebody business advice. If you're asking someone business advice and your intention is to earn panasa so that you don't have to come to gezel, that becomes a mitzvah. But afilu oshigadol. What happens if somebody's very wealthy? What gives them a right to go to work? The guy has enough money in the bank to support himself and his children for the rest of his life. So how does he go to work, right? What's he going to do? He can say, I'm going to work to make even more money. I'll make more money. I'll be able to give more tzedakah. I'm going to work harder, even though I have enough money for the rest of my life. I'm going to work harder so that I can give aniyim, I can give yidin panasa. Okay, now your work became a mitzvah. They should be able to survive. It's even greater than tzedakah that you're giving people work. So again, we're able to take whatever we're doing and make it into avodas Hashem. If you take somebody who doesn't have money and you give him work, that person should have to come onto other people. Your hand should be with him and you should strengthen him. And it's a great mitzvah to give people panasa who don't have panasa. Is a mitzvah of it's a tzedakah that's even greater than the mitzvah of tzedakah. Okay, we will stop over here, and it's Hashem. Tomorrow we will start with the halachas of tefilas mincha.